This is an executive summary of Sector Watch, where DST yields stand in 2026, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Ask three DST investors what yield to expect and you will get three answers, because the right one depends entirely on the sector. A medical office trust and an office trust both hold buildings and both pay quarterly, but they sit at opposite ends of the current distribution range, and the gap reflects real differences in income stability, lease length, and the cost of keeping a building leased. This is a snapshot of where DST distributions stand across the major property types in 2026, why the order looks the way it does, and what an investor should and should not read into a sponsor's stated yield. Every figure here is general and illustrative, a description of relative position rather than a quote of live market rates. The number a sponsor leads with is almost always the current distribution rate, the annualized cash paid to investors, usually monthly or quarterly, divided by the amount invested. It is sometimes called the going-in yield because it describes the income at the start, before any rent growth, refinancing, or sale. That number is useful, but it is narrow. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.